I am at the 2012 Export Exchange, and sitting in front of me is Ron Gray, Secretary and Treasurer of the United States Grain Council and farmer producer in Illinois. Today he sat on the producer panel so we could kind of get the perspective from them. Sum up the 2012 crop.
For us, the 2012 crop started out with all the hope of a extraordinary crop. We planted early, the crop went in very well, came up, emergence was good, then it didn't rain. And beginning about the second week of May through the first week of August, we only had about 3 inches total rainfall. And because of that, our corn crop was severely reduced in production. Our farm probably has averaged about 50 bushel an acre, which is approximately one-third of our normal production. The rainfall did come later, and the soybean crop actually is a fairly good crop, but the corn crop was just devastated.
And the drought hit everywhere, and the aftermath we shall see for the next couple of years, I'm sure. At the very beginning of your talk, it hit home with me because you talked about farming as a personal endeavor and as a personal industry, and coming from a small family farm myself, I can relate to that. Can you kind of expand on what you meant by that?
Well, yes. The farm where we're located has been, we've farmed there for, I'm the third generation, my grandfather, my father, and us. And we draw on the traditions and the heritage that we're given on farms. We all try to do better. And sometimes in years like this, you look back over 100 years and you realize you're ancestors had many battles they had to fight too, but in the one presentation, there's a tree on our farm that was planted 100 years ago by my Uncle John, and it just always touches me to think that he planted it. It's there, and we've, for several generations, we've sat under it and drank tea and discussed and shared family experiences.
Take home message for attendees here.
The thing we want to relate to the conference here is that there will be corn supply, or there will be DDGS supplies, and part of that is corn being available for to manufacture them. But the takeaway is they will be available. Their price will be expensive, but we do have quality product available, and the market will differentiate, and the best use for those DDGs will be rewarded by if they buy them for their needs.
You talked briefly at the end about 2013, the future, about federal crop insurance and new seed genetics and technologies. Would you like to kind of elaborate on that?
Well, hope springs eternal in the farm community, and we are looking forward to 2013. One thing, that will mean it's not 2012 anymore, and that will be a good thing. But because of the federal crop insurance program in the United States, most farmers who carried it, which is a large number of the farmers, the severity of the financial stress from this year has been mitigated significantly. And so going into next year, we will be able to purchase the inputs and the best technologies and apply them in our fields with every expectation of growing a good crop next year. What we're seeing year over year is, with the addition of biotech events and better genetics in our crops, is that they become more resistant to different insects and different diseases and have more yield capacity. And so we anticipate that we will grow a good crop and have a bountiful harvest and abundant supplies for the world.
Thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to sit down and talk with me. Again, this is Jamie Johansson at the 2012 Export Exchange.